Although mask wearing is now optional in JK-12 schools in Ontario, Public Health Sudbury and Districts says it continues to strongly recommend the use of well-fitted masks among students, staff, volunteers and visitors to protect against COVID-19. The health unit sent a letter on the subject April 4 to parents and guardians who attend local JK-12 schools. You can read that letter in its entirety on the Rainbow District School Board's website. The pandemic is not over, and our area continues to have higher rates of COVID-19 compared with the province, the letter said. Prevention is key, and wearing a mask and practicing physical distancing are added layers of protection, as is getting vaccinated when eligible and staying home when ill. Everyone is experiencing the pandemic differently and may have different comfort levels when it comes to personal protective measures like wearing a mask. We encourage parents and guardians to have a conversation with their children about the importance of wearing a well-fitted mask and to respect the decision of others to wear a mask if they choose to do so. Meanwhile, the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, ETFO, representing English public elementary school teachers in the province, is urging the government to reintroduce the mask mandates for schools. Tracking and reporting of COVID-19 cases in schools must resume so families can assess their risk of exposure, and PCR tests must be made available to students and education workers, said an April 8 press release from the union. ETFO said it expressed concerns that lifting the mask mandate too soon may result in further disruption to in-person learning and negative impacts on the health and safety of ETFO members, students, and their families. "We are now seeing significant disruption in schools due to the spread of COVID-19, said the press release. Staff shortages have in some cases resulted in school closures in Ontario this spring as the pandemic wears on.